Okay. Following Siv Zion, Simon Kufton Gimel Siv Zion. So we saw the introduction yesterday. There's a difference between where the shul is situated. Basically, out in the villages, the only people which live are using the shul are the people from the city itself, the village itself. You're not having outside people coming in. It's made for the people of the village. Even if other people paid for it, it was built for the usage of these people. Therefore, they are authorized to sell their shul. We could welcome them most, the shul and kedusha, but that doesn't remove the kedusha from the money. But they can't lower it from the kedusha. And that's what we discussed before. Now, even in this situation where we're saying that it loses the kedusha, comes the Shulchan Aruch and adds, "V'hainu kishamochu ben ha'ir shlomi das parnaseim." When they sold it without having the leaders, which were known as the Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir, in general, the more mentioned talks about, they would generally appoint a council of seven people to make decisions. And by the Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir, they have a power to actually sell it and not put the kedusha onto the money. Or, would any machor Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir? But they did it without getting a consensus of the people. So the people without the parnasim without the people. If the council agreed and it was done in the presence of the people of the city, means they're basically signing off on it as well. Then they are empowered to actually remove the kedusha from the money. The money can be used for other purposes as well. I just want to point out that the Shiva Tuvir have to be, you know, truly appointed for the, because they're the people that are felt that they have the intelligence and the care and the concern and the ability to make the decisions properly. If they were elected for other reasons, they do not have the authority in halacha of the Shiva Tuvir. That the Masif Dirshu quotes it from the Chazon Ish. Okay. Now, v'im kiblo aleim b'nei ha'ir b'perish b'mecher zeh kol masha yasa filo yachid masha osui. If the whole city accepted that they're letting one individual make the decision, even if they are not necessarily advised to do so, if they did so, it would work. The more it talks about the idea that they would set up a council to make decisions for the community. I don't recall if the more brings us a source of the number seven. I seem to recall, yes. I can't tell you for sure. It's mentioned in Megillah in the last parak. And actually in this topic. V'chol sheshiva tu v'yir mo'chim v'firsum mikri b'mai b'nan sheyir v'enim sichem l'mer hein alav. As long as the sheshiva tu v'yir are selling it in a public way, they're not doing it secretively. So everybody knows about it. Even though we didn't get an up or down vote from the people of the city, that's called that's the equivalent of Maimon Anshir. They basically know about it and by not, you know, doing something to stop it, it means that they're present and accepting it. Okay, so that's all talking about the shul, which is in the Kfarim. Abba Shal Krochim, Shepoyim Shom and Mekam HaZacherim. However, the large cities, which we have people coming in and out of these cities from other places as well, and they're using the shuls. Even though the people of the krach paid for all of the costs of the shul, so it's their shul. No, it was made for the usage of other people besides the members of the city, the citizens. Ein Onim Pri, you can't sell it because it belongs to these outside people as well. They have the right for usage for it. Elam Ken Tolo is Bedasa Yachid. The only scenario where you'd be able to do that, when they originally built it, so they designated that this individual will be the one who will be able to make decisions what to do with the shul. The Bir Halacha says, or even if they don't say explicitly to give him all, you know, give him the authority to whatever, but they say, let him build as he understands. So they're including in that he has the right to make decisions about what's going to happen with the building after it's been built. Shows Yasa Bar Yochid Masha Yirtza Ba'Haskamas Atzibur. Now, Haskamas Atzibur means even when he does it now, it has to be something which the Tzibur is agreeable to. They say, we don't want him to sell it, and he says, well, I'm selling the shul anyway. Obviously, they never meant to give him such permission. What in the Chol Dibre Kedusha Shenizkru Kan? And this continues on to all the different things we mentioned. We mentioned the aura and the table, as it's referred to, and the mantle, the Sefer Torah, and the Vim Ksubim Chumashim Sefer Torah Tula Griri Basar Beisik Knesses. They all have the same din. If the Sheba Tuvi Yair, the Maimon Ansheir would sell it, and when it's in the Kfarim, it's going to work, and the Krochim, it's going to be problematic. Fine. I go, Yochid Shabbana Be'ezek Nesses and the son of the Kohol. Let's say, however, the situation was a little bit different, that a person built a shul privately, and he gave it over to the community. Did it to Be'ezek Nesses Shal Kohol. So it belongs to the shul, belongs to the community. And now the decisions, what to do with it, are the community decisions. However, Alim Shair La'atzma Boshum Kayach, Elomecha Ki'im Alpia Kohol Vapiv Oyershu. See, if we give it over totally, that we don't need his askama to sell it afterwards. But if he maintains the right for himself to make that decision, to be involved in the decision making process, so he's, that would belong to him, if he's no longer alive, we would pass it on to his Yershu. Now, furthermore, it's all talking about in the case of the kforim, which we're allowing to sell, in the case of the krochim, if they gave, when they built the original, they put it based on the decision of one individual, which then empowered that individual to make a decision to sell. But that's all talking about there's another shul, so you're not taking away from the community the place of daven. Abim ein lehem rak basic knesses achas. If they only have one shul, so even if you have shiva to be here, and in my menach year, you can't sell it. Osir lemacher, you cannot sell the shul. The philosopher also achieve nachas. He said before, you can't even, you know, break it down with intent to rebuild until you build the second one, because you must maintain a shul in the city. So it's not any different than the chiyav chachila to build the shul. So it doesn't make sense you'd be allowed to sell away the shul and then lose the shul. Called Abba Shabbat Kedusha, last point over here in the Ramah, a really new point. Called Abba Shabbat, also the Shanoi, so the Kedusha, I'm skipping now. See, if it's something which is being sold, which we don't have a problem, that the money could go down to a lower kedusha, so we do not need to make a public auction of it. A and B, whatever price we get, they can't argue. It's an issue of no, but anything which it's also to go down to Kedusha Kalu, so it has to be sold with Hachroza, which is announcing it, thereby allowing some people to come and make offers, make sure you get the highest price. Okay. time. A lot of Mr. Brewer here. Mr. Brewer said, Kotten Chafei. So the basic essence of the Kforim, that's when you can sell it. Any place where people in general do not come in from the outside, Nikra Kfar has the status of a Kfar for this purpose. Even if we do have people coming through, but if nobody sticks around, they just basically come through, nobody spends some time there. That's called the only their derech arai. That's still called a kfar. You have a city where people gather there to do business from the outlying communities, and once they're there, they spend a little bit of time there, and they use the shul. It's a small city. It's a small village. Many people come to meet with this gadol. He lives in a small city. So that would end up having the status of a krach, because there's people. So they built it for all these people who are coming in as well. It was originally, even though it was in a krach, it was built to be used by a small group. For example, in basic Knesset, in Europe, there was very common that they had shuls, which were designated by the craftsmen. So you had the tailor shul, the Schneider, the tailor, and you had the shoemaker shul, and you had the different shuls, the porter shul. It was made for a specific group. That group is basically the local people, even though the city itself is a large city. You have a shul which is people who live far away from the main shul. They decide to make a small shul in their neighborhood. So in all situations, Gamkin Dinner can basic Nessar Shal Kvorim, feel who Bakrach Emilus in a Krach, it's equivalent to basic Nessar Shal Kvorim, that the Mistamarakal Das Atzman, but no, they built it for themselves, not for the greater community, because they're the only ones who really have that need because they're far away, or because the people felt more comfortable davening together with people of the like function, and the means like social level in general. So they built it for themselves, so they'd be able to sell it. Elo Shisiyu Anchir Gam Kenala Binyan Philomat Ozena Mishus Al Mahira Bloodaita. If however people from other parts of the city contributed to the cost, then the Schneiders of the Schneider shul, the tailors of the tailor shul, can't sell it off because it's other people in the city contributed, and we're assuming with the contribution, they're saying they want to have a right to use it as well. Since it's in the same city. Now, you just want to point out, he said before, in the case of the kfar, even though the people helped them, right? That Ramah pointed out, right? That's because the people who helped, so Rothschild spent and sent in some money, but Rothschild had no intention to go to this little kfar to daven there. But over here, people who live in the city who are contributing to help building another shul in the city, it's very possible that they intend to use it once in a while. Even if that's not their primary place of tefillah. Okay. That's from what I added in Chavah. But Filo Bono, it was built out in the Kfar, even if the money came from other people. The Mistama Acherim, Noslam Hamos, Shiasu, Bahem, Bahem, Mashiyirtsu. They gave it to them and let them use, you know, to use the money to build a shul as they see fit. Because people don't visit there in general. Therefore, even if the donors are not comfortable with the idea that they're not agreeing to the fact they should sell off the shul, it's too late. They gave the money to these people to let them do as they see fit. They saw fit to sell it. So the contributors have no power to stop them. Yeah. Then he said, but the money stays with Kedusha, they can't use it for something else. So I'm going to using it for something of equal Kedusha, that was questionable. Now, this is all talking about that they sold it without the das of the parnos, the parnasim. Shiva Tobiyah, which is, that's referring to the council of the seven. But, or alternatively, the Shiva Tobiyah is sold without the people of the community being present. If you have both, they can switch the money wherever they would see fit. Shiva Tobiyah, Kosovo Rasha Kelegal Simitovri Shadzain, Reviu Barashdam Simikovain Heg, Shiva Tobiyah here, to give the following case. Anam Shiva, Noshim, Anim Chorab, Bechoch, Ma Ubarisha Bechovit. It's not that we find now the seven smartest people or the richest people or the most people of the biggest cover in the city. And you say, okay, you now get to make decisions because you're the biggest chachamim in the city. Rather, Shiva Noshim, Shehemidum, Hatzibur, Parnosim, Alanyoni, Ha'ir, the people have elected them or appointed them. So they've given some level of power, but apichop is of a guardian. Because of chom im temer, isha kibul leim lovely shiva. So why, if they accept any amount, they can say we accept a yachid. We're empowering a yachid to make decisions. Yeah. Mashani Shom. So the Rashi asked this question. He answered, "Mekalim leim anoshim lasik b'davar yaduah mafurat." Ken binyanu shabaro isam lemechira. Filo echadam yichel lemanas v'chol mash osu. If they're being appointed for a specific instance, they're going to want. We need to sell. We're appointing these people to oversee the sale. So they could, you're right, they can appoint one person also. And then we say, whatever they may say later on, even one individual, if they're turtle on him, he can do that. But that's not the case over here. It wasn't that these people were appointed specifically for this purpose of selling the show. Elo demairi, shemidum alei parnosim, istam, v'keach al iskei tzibur. These were people who were appointed in general, to deal with the needs of the city. When they reach the full amount, so that's being seven people, so then they have the authority to make decisions for the city. There'll be enough back and forth discussion to make sure that's the proper thing to do between seven people, that they'll make a decision which they're empowered, they have the right to do that. Okay? Even though they weren't appointed for this purpose specifically. Even though they weren't appointed for this purpose specifically. Achita Rishus prepares from the year, Ben Kekos of Bachelon Paiske. I announced last night from the Shir.
I know. It took me 15 minutes to remember that. At my age, I have to write things down.
And I didn't know.
Yeah, they were waiting.
Right. Okay, we're holding a Sif Katan Lama, page 72 Sif Katan Lama. Okay. We're saying that even in the case of the when you're allowed to sell in the kfar, you're allowed to sell. Which we saw Mishra Dev, yes, the introduction to the Sif. That a shul, which is in this outlying village, which is basically only being used by the members of the outlying village, you're allowed to sell it. But you can only use the money for, like we said at the beginning of the Simon, for something of a higher Kedusha, or possibly an equal Kedusha. That was a Mechlekes. And now we're saying there's an exception to that. If the people which are the Parnasim of the community, the seven to a year, the council of the seven who oversee the needs of the city, and they did this with the people of the city present, then they're empowered to actually use the money for other purposes as well. Aval chol mashigirtzu. Remember, afilu ezadavr shalchal. Even if it's not an element of kedusha as well at all, it's something which was totally non kodesh. If that's a need that they feel is valid, that's part of their power. However, this is talking about the time of the sale. They intended the purpose of the sale would be to raise money for that purpose. They can't switch it afterwards. But if the time of the sale, they intend that we're selling this because we need money for need X, and we, as a Shiva to be here, together with people of the community being there, have decided that this is something which is a valid need and we must do this, so they're allowed to do it. Sell the shul for these other, use the money for other purposes. A second example is that if the people in the city undertook that this case of sale of selling the shul, that they're empowering an individual to do that, so he has the power to do that. Farish koma. So remember, if everyone's dinner kashima to be Ibrahim and Anshir, so that the individual which has been empowered, the one individual who's been empowered has the same authority as the council of seven people. Which means, so he has a right to make this decision to sell it and use the money for other purposes. Again, it has to be at the time of the sale, he had that intent. But this also, if they gave him this full authority that whatever he does that works, so then he has the right. But you just say, you know, listen, you have the job and the authority to do the sale, so then the money remains B'Kedusha. Okay. So you need the Shiva to be here, the seven people who have been appointed to make decisions for the community. A, you also need Maimon Anshi here. So how much does Maimon Anshi, they have to all be there at the time of the sale? What does it mean that they're all present, they're all standing there at the time of the sale? So, Merchim prefers them, if they sell it, they don't do a very, you know, they do this private, quiet sale, but they do it as a public sale, everybody knows about it. It's talking about the Cholam Shemerchim, but Shiva Tavir, but for Hesya, they're doing it in a way that it's out in the open. It's not hidden. And the people of the community have not anyway protested against that. Means that that's the equivalent of them being present. They don't need to say hey. They definitely don't need to say love. We're trying to say the case of they're empowered to do it. If they said love, they're not empowered. They are empowered to make a mechua. Fine. So, but a shul which is in the large cities, where the people which come from outside of the city and use it regularly, so the shul was built for those people as well. Even if the people in the city built it with their own money. So they can't sell it out because it doesn't only belong to them. It belongs to all these other members of Klai Yisrael which are coming in and out and using the shul. Even though the people of the Krach, the large city, built it with their own money. So they argue it's their shul. So yeah, it's not their shul. It's a shul which has been designated by them for the needs of the people who are going to use it, which includes the people of the city and the people from outside of the city. So the people outside of the city have a right to use this as well. You can't sell the shul off. They intended, when they're designated, there should be a place where the people which come in to daven as well. Maybe there's somebody outside the city who is also uses it, so it was designated with him in mind. He's not here to agree. When I'm asking, or he actually disagrees, so you can't sell. Even though the people of the city, through the representatives, through the whole, a town hall, that everybody's there, the sale is not valid. These people from outside of the city are not in any way, they do not need to be accept the decisions of the Bnei Ha'ir and the Parnosim of the city. People in the city, by appointing the Parnosim, are accepting their decisions. Mm-hmm. The person outside the city, I have no shaykhs to the Parnos. I feel him yirtzu halalos halakach adomim b'kedusha. So it's like, listen, we'll use the money for good purposes, for holy needs. Malim b'kedusha. They have no power to sell the shul. Very nice, you want to sell the shul and get a Sefer Torah, but I'm not asking. Which he is a person who's outside the city who uses this shul. He would have right to say that. Now, I'm borrowed on Deloy Banu Eladai to the Mnei Iram Levat. They didn't build it with intent to make it available and thereby built for people from outside the city. They built this specifically for the people in this community. Either they made it tonight, or when they built it, it was a small city. Later on, the city expanded. So the original building was a building for this small group. And nobody from outside contributed. Then it's considered like a kfar. If, however, the shul is not being used, this is the common shul, common issue with we're selling shuls. The shuls which are
in the Bronx,
The neighborhoods where the shuls are no longer being used because there's no Jews around. Mm-hmm. So Kol Zman, there's a minyan there. There's people there. They said, we need the shul was built for us. We're not masking that it be sold. So they would have that right. But once it got to the point where nobody's using it, so it can be sold. Okay.
How many people does it have to be? I mean, does it have to be mamish? No one's using it, or maybe let's say there's one or two people, but not enough for a minion.
I'm not sure. I think the assumption, even if there's still individuals from that community which are still there, which are still using it, you probably have some problems selling it out. The only issue which you have is, you have a Shiva to be a year, which the equivalent of Shiva to be a year, nowadays you don't really have a Shiva to be a year, but
board.
You have a board, or you can have a gabbai, you can have people which are empowered to make those decisions. They would have then the Yachid case over here, which has the same authority as the Shiva to be here. But you still need Maimon Anshei Yir. You need the people to agree. If they would be Moicha, be a problem. Now, so he said over here in the situation by the Shul of the Krochim, you can't sell it. and on Imker. But Tom, they're selling it in such a way that it will not end up being a shul. But if Reuven's selling it out, you know, the neighborhood has changed and now it's more chassidish, so the Litvish Rebbe is there, sells it out to chassidish Rebbe, and the Rebbe will take over the shul. But still be a shul, so that's not what we're talking about. It'll be a shul open to the community. What the Mainav community, Lahani Dosa Mialma, the people coming from outside the city, they don't care if it belongs to group A or to group B, from the old people or the new people. So that's not going to be, in any way, that's not trampling on their needs and rights. Okay. Now, the case where it's in the krach, you cannot sell it. The one exception is when they built it originally, they built it out with intent. They said that the one individual will be the person who then will make the decisions. When they built it, that with saying that this individual will be the one who will make the decisions. Okay, like he's the equivalent of the whole council. So then, they have that power, even though it's basically necessary to have the power to sell it off. However, we do have the condition over here that has to be that they built it from private local money. But the people from outside the city contributed, and we said some of them might not necessarily agree to this decision. So the right to that would stop the right to sell it. Okay. You know what? Let's hold it here. It is okay. We'll pick up. Okay, have a good night.